Hi everyone, it's Liam. Just a quick update on my employment situation. Today's been fucking all up and down. I've been working at a Canon warehouse for the last week. Forklift driving, picking orders, packing orders. Nice bunch of people, closer to home. Was led to believe that... do a couple of days, see how you go, then it could be indefinite long term. Just got told now that, we don't need you tomorrow because the guy whose holidays you were covering is back. I'm like, what the fuck, really? Just be upfront with me and say, oh, you're just covering somebody's holiday. You're only here for a week, week and a bit. And I would have been cool with that. What was good earlier today, the agency that got me this job, has got a job in mind for me, mainly forklift driving, at a distribution centre for Aldi supermarkets, which is about a 5-minute drive from my home. The downside is that it's a maximum contracted 30 hours a week. So it's a full-time job, but at a maximum 30 hours a week in the contract and then any possible overtime. Now, they said there can often be a lot, but you're only guaranteed the 30 hours. Good trade-off is it's closer to home, less fuel, but there's some security. So I thought, worst case scenario, that's still open, I can take that. Before I got placed here, and yes, I'm rambling, I've only had one coffee today and I'm feeling the effects. But yeah, one of the jobs I applied for online, funnily enough, again with Aldi as a trainee store manager, they rang me today and said, it came down to you and one other person for the position of trainee store manager, because in Australia, the Aldi supermarkets, you have to apply for a position in the store, not a generic company-wide position, and then you get placed. Apparently, it came down to me and one other person. I have more supermarket experience, but they had more managerial experience, so they got it. Fair enough. But they rang me and said they're happy to offer me a retail assistant position, you know, checkout, stacking shelf, all that sort of stuff, with a view to, especially with my experience of 14 years in supermarkets and as a supervisor, of strongly encouraging me to apply for trainee store manager positions when they come up. So, okay, that's good. Again, only contracted of up to 30 hours a week, little bit closer to home, but rather than just being a forklift driver for the next, well, I'm 40, say 25 years, there is a fairly good chance, that, okay, maybe every year or two of this with some overtime, then I could go up to store manager stuff. So, some good news, some bad news, some meh news. So I thought I'd ring up the wife to tell her, you know, again, job security, $30 a week at, you know, the rates, you know, still taking out tax and expenses, $500 something a week for take out fuel, maybe 400. So not too bad. Oh, it's only 30 hours a week. So I'm like, fuck me, I can't win. But, yeah, so it's been good. I've got an interview because I was arranging it around work hours at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's like, ugh. So, the wife can damn well buy me a coffee. A decent coffee, not like a drive-through crap. But I did, however, get a lovely gift from the awesome Miss TJ. And if you guys haven't heard the Greetings from Nowhere episode where my voicemail was on, TJ is just an awesome, awesome human being. So, that's my day. That's my update. Employment-wise, and I'll say goodbye. So...